This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. An Australian man will appear today in a military court at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Among other things, he's charged with fighting alongside the Taliban. David Hicks is 29 years old, and he is the second detainee being held at the base to go before the military commission. The first was Osama bin Laden's chauffeur. The man's name is Salim Ahmed Hamdan. His lawyer vigorously challenged the judicial process yesterday, and NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom as he did. She's on the line now. And Jackie, what was the basis for the defense challenge here?
Well, Steve, Salim Ahmed Hamdan's military lawyer, Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift, spent really much of yesterday's session questioning both the impartiality and the qualifications of the members of the commission. Now, there are five military officers on the panel, and there's one alternate. And during questioning, it came out that one of the panel members did intelligence work in Afghanistan, and another one armed American planes with missiles while he was working in Afghanistan. Another was involved actually in the logistics of moving detainees from Afghanistan to Guantanamo. So they're intricately involved with a lot of these detainees. So in the end, the defense lawyer, Swift, just requested that five out of the six members be removed from the military panel.
And what did the panel have to say about that?
Well, the panel really doesn't have anything to say about it. They have a presiding officer who decides exactly what to do with them. And in this case, he sent all five of those requests up to what's called an appointing authority, who will make a decision about whether they stay or whether they go. That presiding officer, the fellow overseeing the proceedings, seemed a bit incredulous at Swift's request and made it really clear that he doubted the defense lawyer would get all, if any, of what he had asked for. You know, Steve, this is all new. The last time the United States held commissions was after World War II, and the rules in this one are different. The defense lawyers for these commissions say there are a lot of the rules that are designed, they're designed in favor of the government, and that's why they're challenging both the members who take part in this of the commission as well as the process, but they're challenging everything that's going on here.
And would we expect more of the same from lawyers for David Hicks, the suspect who will be before the commission today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, Hicks will not only have an appointed military defense lawyer, but he'll also have two civilian lawyers. You know, we don't hear much about Hicks in America, but his case has been front page news in Australia for many months now. And he's not what you tend to expect of a Taliban fighter. He was converted to Islam a few years ago. He was picked up in Afghanistan, and he's been held at Guantanamo Bay for more than 2.5 years. His father arrived yesterday. They'll be able to see each other in court today, so it's going to be fairly emotional, one suspects. It's the first time they've seen each other in 5 years.
Now, we're seeing here the beginning, are we not, of a long process of military commission trials of different kinds. There's more than 500 prisoners at Guantanamo.
585 detainees being held here, but only four have been charged, and that's what we're seeing this week. Another 11 are eligible for trial. They haven't been charged yet. The rest of the detainees, they're being questioned. They're incommunicado. They don't have any legal representation, and they certainly haven't been charged yet. So, you know, if and when they actually get their day in trial is still up and, you know, still up in the air.
NPR's Jackie Northam is at the U.S. military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks very much, Steve.